Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This Saturday, the Tribute Quartet will be with us live in concert at 6 p.m. February 4th at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Now, we're beginning our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Beyond all that, in the book of Peter, 2 Peter, let me find it. I had to be very careful turning pages of my Bible because they tear the Bible so old and I can't replace it. 2 Peter chapter number 3, verses number 11 and 12, Peter is writing. No, verses 15 and 16. 2 Peter 3, 15 and 16. And account that long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to wisdom, giveth unto him, hath written unto you, also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they are that are unlearned and unstable rest, and they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. In other words, Peter said, Paul wrote some things, it's hard for me to understand. Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit more. As we get in our study this morning. So we see Peter has said, well, Paul's right, some things it's very difficult for us to grasp, okay? Let me throw this sideline in. We know more about the Bible today, or we should, than Peter knew back in his days. We should know more about the Bible today than when Paul wrote. We just went through the book of Revelation. The book of the Revelation was not written when Paul was alive. We see what's taking place, but Paul didn't know. Are you following? There's no excuse for us as believers not knowing what's in God's word. Okay. And yet Peter says, Paul, that great mind, how did Paul get so smart? Huh? He was what? Thank you, Miss Iris. Do you know he had personal Bible teaching by Jesus for 3 years? Jesus taught the Apostle Paul church doctrine. No wonder he didn't go to, Mace Baptist College was a great place to go, or where other kind of Bible college. He sat at the feet of Jesus. Anyway, you learn that from Paul's writings. So Paul had learned some things, and he wrote the book of Hebrews, probably, let me just say this. He wrote it before, I believe the Apostle Paul, before the destruction of the temple in AD 70. There are some references here in the book of Hebrews concerning the time frame when Hebrews was written. It's very important to understand this, okay, about when this was written. It's very important so you can get the context. This was written before the destruction of the temple. And as we get to studying, I'll just throw this out at you. These Jewish believers who the epistle was written to, it was written to these Jewish people who were saved, to the Hebrews. They were saved Jewish people who still were having problems with that temple. They were being drawn back and forth from the temple worship and this new thing of Christianity. Okay, and so Paul wrote this to them before the destruction of the temple in Hebrews chapter number 8. Verses 3 through 5. Hebrews 8, verses 3 through 5. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Again, speaking of the temple. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man have also somewhat to offer. For if he were on the earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. You see the time frame. There are priests that are offering gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished. Anyway, you see the point there, that it was before the destruction of the temple in AD 70. In Hebrews chapter number 11, or 13, I'm sorry, Hebrews 11, verses 11 and 12. Hebrews 13, 11 and 12. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffer without the gate. Why is that so important? You have to understand that he's going to teach these Jewish believers that Jesus is much better. than that old way. Okay, as a matter of fact, the recipients of this the epistle were the Jewish believers. And the reason for writing the book of Hebrews, the Jewish believers were caught between Judaism and Christianity. Matter of fact, Paul would tell them that tell these believers that Christ is superior to the temple worship. And many of these people were going back into Judaism, these believers. They say they were saved and made a profession of faith, but many of them went back into Judaism and temple worship because of persecution and other things. And that's why in Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 1, Paul said, "Now, let us go on." In other words, they're not coming back. We'll get there later on in our study. But he's telling these believers, listen, you stay, let us go on. Some of these who went back into the temple, man, I can't wait till we get to that part of Scripture. And they're crucifying Christ afresh. They're sacrificing them lambs again. He said they're not coming back. They didn't lose their salvation, but they went back to their old way. But us, let us go on. Okay, so that's the reason he's writing to these Jewish believers who are struggling with this. Remember, there's a transition period. We don't struggle with this. We're Gentiles. But it was huge. It was a life-changing moment for them when they professed Christ as their Savior. Their families would disown them. Their job situation, everything changed for them under severe persecution, much less their fathers and their all the way back to Abraham. It was all Judaism and sacrifices and all. And that was inbred to them, and that's all they knew. And then here comes something better. Or should I say someone better? And they accepted Christ, and they're pulled back and forth, you know, from this way. Do you get the picture? And that's what Hebrews is all about, okay? It's divided into two major sections. It's doctrinal. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 10, verse 18. It's all doctrinal. And then from verse number 19 of chapter 10 to the close of Hebrews from 13, 25, chapter 13, verse 25, it's all practical. So there's doctrinal, which makes up the majority of the book, and then the rest of it's practical. What to do with what you just learned? You know, that's a lot of us need to learn. We know a lot of things, but do we put them in practice? Okay, so that's what this is talking about here, how to put it in practice what you've just learned. I already mentioned the key verse, in my opinion, is Hebrews 1:3, and the key word in the book of Hebrews and the whole thought is the word better. Better. It's used 13 times in the book of Hebrews. We've already seen in Hebrews 1:1-3. Turn back there. That he's better than the prophets. He's better than the prophets. Remember, he's talking to these Jewish believers. Boy, and they held the prophets, and rightly so, you know, up on that ladder, and rightly so. He's better than the prophets. He's better than the angels. We see that in verses number 4 all the way to chapter 2, verse 18. He talks about that. Jesus is not only better than the prophets, he's better than the angels. He's also better than Moses. In chapter 3, he talked about Jesus is better than Moses. And in the Jewish mind, there was nobody greater than the lawgiver, Moses. And boy, what a bombshell when they're reading this. Jesus is greater than Moses. He's also is greater than Joshua. We see that in chapter number 4. He's better than Joshua. Remember, this is the kind of Paul is leading these Jewish believers through this. He's better than the old way. He's better than the prophets. He's better than Moses. He's better than the angels. He's better than Joshua. Joshua was the one who led them to Canaan.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us this Saturday, February 4th at 6 p.m. to hear the Tribute Quartet in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.